Good to see you this morning, and we're getting closer and closer to springtime. Closer and closer to Resurrection Sunday. That's coming up here in just a few weeks. I wanted to read some lyrics to you of some songs I was listening to last night and again this morning. And I also wanted to share this with you, too, as reading a post below something that I was reading yesterday. And it was one of the shortest and the simplest and yet the most powerful. And the post read, "I'm an ex-Muslim, saved by the grace of God. Praise to the King of Kings who saved me from the religion of death." Amen. And I'm going, there it is. Yeah. I'm like, can I get a hold of you? Could you come speak at our church tomorrow? But, you know, that is the King that we serve. And I was just wanting to read these to you here this morning. "We will be ready. The dawn of that day will join in singing with all the redeemed, because Satan is vanquished and Jesus is King." Amen. I love that. And then this, "How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing." Do you know you're loved by King Jesus this morning? No matter who you are or where you're at, no matter what your past is, no matter what you're going through today, do you know that you are loved by King Jesus? Amen. He wants you to know that today. And his love is so great that it sent his son Jesus to the cross for your sin and for mine. Let's go ahead and begin our services this morning in a time of prayer. Right there in the stillness and the quietness of your heart, just maybe bring him praise. "Thank you for loving me today, Lord." Maybe it be to quiet and still your heart and your mind from the busyness of the week and the morning. But just begin today by humbling ourselves before the throne of Almighty God, the King of Kings. Sweet and precious Jesus, we come into your presence this morning, and I just thank you personally for your love for me. And God, it's overwhelming at times, and sometimes I can't grasp why you would want to love a creature such as myself. But God, I know that in your infinite grace and mercy, you reached out of eternity, and you took hold of my heart, and I praise you for that this morning. And I just join with your saints here today that we exalt you for your love. That love that we look to that took place at the cross of Calvary, so not only could we understand love and know love, but so that we could come into your presence, that we would have the forgiveness of sins, that we would have eternal life. That is your love manifest to us, and I praise you for that. God, maybe there's somebody here this morning that's not feeling very lovable. Maybe they're not feeling very loved. Maybe they don't know how to love themselves. But I pray today that the love of Jesus Christ would permeate their heart, would open their mind, and change their life. We need you here this morning, God. In this world that we live in the hateful, sin-filled, wretched world, a darkened world needs the light of Christ, the love of Christ. May they hear it and see it and know it from your children. May you be exalted above measure here today. For in the name of King Jesus, we pray all these things. For the glory of Jesus, we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask you to stand as we're going to praise the Lord in song. And staying right along that thought, we're going to sing a song that just... it's kind of a cry out to the Lord to have him open the eyes of your heart. Just keep your mind on him. Help you to keep him where he should be, high and lifted up, like we're going to sing. And then one of the choruses actually goes around, and we're just going to sing, "Holy, holy, holy." We cry, "Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. I want to see you." And I just pray that this morning, that's the cry of your heart, like Pastor just said, that you want to see God, you want to know him more, that you put this crazy week that you just had behind you. We're looking forward to new. And just sing this song with us. Open the eyes of my heart.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Has any of you seen the movie Hacksaw Ridge? It's a very intense movie, but the only reason I'm bringing it up is that, and I don't want to give you the case you watch it, but it's a war movie and some very intense scenes, but the hero actually saved 75 people, and he was a conscientious objector. He was in the war, but he refused to hold a gun. He was a medic, It's a true story, but he literally carried or dragged 75 people out of a battlefield by himself. But the reason I'm bringing this up is that he was a believer, and he dragged one guy, and he said, "Lord, give me one more. Give me one more." And he'd go and grab another guy. And the guy was exhausted. He could hardly stand up. He said, "Lord, give me one more." God kept giving him one more, and he saved 75 people. It's an amazing story. Shouldn't we be saying, "Lord, give me one more. Give me one that I can bring to you, Lord." Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so a couple announcements today. For church members, there's a business meeting next Sunday after Sunday school, so please plan on being here for that. And also that evening, there's a snap Sunday night at the pastor's here at 6:30. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer, so please plan to put your name on there and plan on coming. It's always a great message, great time of fellowship, and snacks. And a ladies' Bible study is on Monday, March 27th at Jane Lewis's house. And there's, I think there's probably a sign-up sheet for that, but also see Becca Furches for more info on that. And let's see, a couple other quick things. Awana Games practice are starting also next Saturday. So any Awana kids excited about that? No? Couple. All right, well, that's coming up, so get ready, kids. And there's also a work day. It's a little bit in the future, but on April 22nd, there's going to be a work day here from 9 to 12, and there'll be a sign-up sheet for that also. But we always can use a lot of help for that, and if you're available on the 22nd, please plan on being here. Pastor, any other announcements you want me to make?
No, I think that'll be it. What we'll do, just very quickly, on the work day there, we had a gentleman here who just waved to us there,
and it probably will stop snowing by then.
Hey, so. Rick, one other thing. I don't know if you noticed it in the bulletin, man, don't miss it. It was in pink. You might have looked right over it. But choir tonight at 4 o'clock, Beth is asking the men to join the women because we're going to sing for Easter. So if you sing, you're a man, don't be afraid. 4 o'clock.
And if the men join, we won't call it a ladies' choir. So we have the ushers come forward, and as they do, let's all stand, and we're going to recite together 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians
16:18.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. But freedom can never be found behind those walls, so just let them fall, just let them fall. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. How long has it been since you felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, 'cause mercy remembers your name. And those tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain. 'Cause today is the day. Yeah, today is the day. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun. has now been found. Oh, 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 oh. There's a world full of people dying from broken hearts, holding on to their guilt and thinking they fell too far. So don't be afraid to show them your beautiful scars, 'cause they're the proof. Jesus, you're the proof. Oh, oh, the healing has begun. Will you sing it with me? Oh, oh, the healing has begun. Oh,
sing. It was nice to just start singing. The healing has begun, I hope, if you've accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I say again, the healing has begun if you've accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen?
Amen.
Come on. And I'm one of the things I'm always most grateful for is that He forgives. And He forgives, and He forgives, and He forgives, and He forgives, and He forgives over and over and over. Because if you're anything like me, I mess up all the time. No, it's true. Ask her on the piano. All the time. And I just got to come to God and just repent and go the other direction. And it's really easy to let your flesh take over. But you got to just remember, God has forgiven us. We know who we believe in. You know, it says in 2 Timothy 1:12, says this. It says, "For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day." That's the promise. That's the promise. Let's sing this song. It's a great song, right out of God's Word. Here we go. and not only know, but be persuaded. We just have to continue to remember. Coming again, right? You don't know if you're going to, you know, be dead before he comes, or if he's going to come and you're still walking. But he's coming again. He is coming again. And he's coming on clouds, and everybody will bow down. That's not a question. That's a statement.
Who can stop?
God, you are Jehovah, Lord with a capital L-O-R-D. Lord, we praise you. We bow now, willingly, before you. Lord God, we pray that you will help us to be a light to those around us, that they will desire to do the same because they see Christ in us. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.